City. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good, Central
Coast City. Welcome to Tuesday. Good morning.
Hello, Tuesday.
Hello, Tuesday. Hello, Rob Palmer.
You know what? I got in the car this morning. It was so cold, right? You know when you get in and you put the heater on and you're there and it's freezing and you're waiting for the car to heat up.
Yeah.
And by the time it heats up, you get to work.
Yeah.
And you go, I don't want to take my hands away from that jet of air that's hitting the steering wheel.
Do you know what happens to me? I'm warming up in the morning. By the time I leave at lunchtime, it's warm and I get in and the warm air is blowing and you've got to switch it to cool. It's that springtime where you're going from cool to warm to warm to cool.
Adjust, people. Let's just adjust.
Third world problems, isn't it? Lots going on today, including the secret sound. Woohoo! $22,000.
Oh, it's clicked over.
Oh, sorry, another... 21. Sorry, 21. I made a mistake.
Did you? Shivers. Honestly, that'll be your job one day.
Woo! Nearly, yeah.
$21,000.
$21,000.
I'll give you some.
So we'll play that just before 6 o'clock. Let's be clear, it's $21,000. Getting ahead of myself, but that's okay. We'll play just before 6 o'clock, so you've got time to check those incorrect guesses at 2gofm.com.au. Let's get into some tunes with Queen.
107.7, 2GO.
107.7, it's 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer and music that makes you feel good. Let's not make it a danger zone. Let's make it a safety zone on the M1.
This great one. Idea.
Doesn't quite have the same punch, though, does it? Safety zone.
No, you can see him in like his high vis on that motorbike in Top Gun.
In Top Gun.
Hooting down the runway.
M1's looking pretty good.
At 25.
If you see anything else, let us know. 13, 27, 10. Mostly sunny today, top of 29 degrees in Geelong at the moment. And yesterday we had the pleasure of catching up with the guys from the block, Mitch and Mark, the granddads from Bondi. This week was formal living room week where Mitch and Mark, the granddads from Bondi, decided to serve up martinis at like 7 o'clock in the morning. This is a bit of audio.
It's a good time to have a drink actually in the morning. I think if you asked any of the contestants right now, could they go dirty martini? I think the answer would be yes. How good is a dirty martini?
Oh, we do love a dirty martini here on the Mandy and Rob Palmer Breakfast Show. It's time to welcome them to the show. Mitch and Mark, hello.
Hello, man.
Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you? It's martini hour.
It's martini hour here too. Fabulous. I've got the olives. And I have to say, you two out of all of them are the ones that haven't had a bust up yet. When are we going to see you two have a tantrum and start arguing?
wait.
Heads up, you won't, because our view is that you should like the person you're with and not want to smash them in the face. So we kind of think it's better...
Square in the face?
It's better to get on.
But we do... No, in a few weeks we...
We might not with each other.
But we might tackle some of the others, though.
Ooh.
Oh, gee.
There's a teaser. I love that.
You've been very friendly and generous with your time, helping people set up their rooms. And I thought, look at these guys.
Aren't they generous?
You know, they've got so much time on their hands.
Yeah, that BS comes to an end, believe me.
Now, the reason you've got time on your hands...
Well, you guys just seem to be so well prepared for this. I need to know, what is the secret to getting everything done so quickly?
Well, Rob, you're a chippy, you know, planning. Get your stuff there before you need to start and have it ready to go.
Thank you very much. I was suspicious that you might have been doing mood boards for 6 months before you started the show.
You know, the other secret too is don't change your plan halfway through. You know, when somebody starts and then they say they should be, oh, now I want it on the other side. It's like, what do you think they're going to do? It's going to take time.
Yeah. Now, there's a little bird has told me that I think it's Mitch. You're related to somebody that Rob has become quite friendly and fond of. It's the Edwards Family Butchery here on the Central Coast.
I was going to ask about that because that's my brother's shop.
Yes.
Yeah. Your nephews are two of the finest young men I've come across.
Luke and Max.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke and Max. Yeah. Oh, my God, I was going to say, do you know that shop? Isn't that funny?
Rob loves it. He buys all of his sausages there. He's trying to convince me to go and make sausages there, which I'm not keen on, but he goes there, every other day he's there?
Well, every time I need meat.
Yes.
Best sausage, actually. And our family have got a long history of being known for very good sausage.
Okay, that's the promo. We've just got our promo. Thank you very much.
That is great to know. And you guys are becoming well known for giving great room.
Yes.
So, you know, I hope that continues.
Now,
I do pride myself on giving really good rooms.
Yep.
And we want to continue that.
It's exciting to watch you guys. You've got amazing style. You're doing something sneaky. It's the first time it's been done in block history. What is it? Give it to me now.
We are making the upstairs
the bowling alley
master bedroom. We're going to make it into an entertainment level, the whole top floor. It doesn't work the way it is. So the other guys have all gone down that path. Silly, silly, silly.
And no one sees it coming. They all walk in and go, what are you doing?
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. No one sees. I think Maddie walks in and goes, where are your wardrobes? Is that where we don't have any?
By the time they pull their heads out, the proverbials, it's done.
You guys are sneaky. Love this.
So you don't just delete a bedroom, do you?
Yeah, we do. We delete a bedroom, and we change the whole floor plan, actually. The whole floor plan we mixed up.
But then the rest of the house has to change. So from here on, it's all different. We do something that's different.
Wow. I'm excited. This is fabulous. Cannot wait to see this.
Take your own advice, boys. Stay the course. Don't change plans and push through.
Push through.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And I've got some music for you to go out to now because it was a feature on last night's episode.
can we do a shout-out also to my brother Mark and the boys and his wife Jo and my dad who lives up in Ship Zone and Lisa, a crazy friend who's a martini drinker up there.
Fantastic. Hello. You know what? Come and visit us, please. Come into the studio and we'll make martinis for you.
Should we come up there so often?
We love the Sunny Coast.
Well, come up to the Sunny Coast and make sure you pop into 2GO and say hi. We'd love to have you.
Thank you.
Oh,
great to see. Mark and Mitch, watch them tonight on NBN Channel 9 on The Block.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer with music that makes you feel good for your Tuesday. Woo! Mostly sunny and 20 degrees in Wombril right now. 9. It is a chilly start, that's for sure. I got triple layers on today. Hey, the M1's...
I'm in a T-shirt.
Yeah, I know. Look at you go. The M1's not looking bad. It's busy northbound, but we are just hearing about a vehicle fire. Now, this is Warners Bay Enterprise Drive around Macquarie Road. So everybody take care and just be aware that there might be some delays around the area.
It's Mandy and Rob Palmer's Central Coast Local News Update, 107.7 2GO.
So we're hearing that the Gosford Waterfront might be getting a new water park and play space. And the
Love that.
Pictures online are incredible. We're going to talk to the Mayor, Jane Smith, after 7:30 this morning about this because it looks pretty amazing. I can just see so many families enjoying that right there on the waterfront. It's a $10 million project and it's looking at transforming that Central Coast Leagues Club field into a nature-inspired space. So,
including the use of Brisbane water.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to chatting to the mayor about that after 7:30.
For sure. Now, look, the Sydney Roosters have teamed up with Country Rugby League. It's going to basically further opportunity and commitment to the Central Coast Rugby League.
Which is fantastic. Right?
There are plenty of people playing league in the Central Coast. It's like one of the third highest league centres in the state, right?
Wow.
For people contributing to the code. So that's amazing. Now, the CEO of the Roosters, Joe Kelly, said they're opening something today that is going to allow kids on the Central Coast to stay and train and play here and one day make their own way down to the Sydney Roosters. Of course, he wants everyone to come to the Roosters, right?
But, you
right?
know, it's smart, right? They're growing talent from a really young age, and I think that's fantastic.
But it's big investment into the Tugra Lake Secondary College.
Beautiful.
To provide state-of-the-art training facilities.
Now, you may have heard of this headline. The first person to use the Gosford Hospital's new out-of-hours heart attack service has been saved. Like, he had a heart attack and was saved.
Out of hours.
Now, what this means is, and this guy, he's from Kingcumber. His name's Wayne Sneddon, 58-year-old, had a normal day at work, went to the gym, came home, like just normal.
Yeah.
Had some back pain, had some pain, knew he was having a heart attack. Got rushed to Gossie Hospital where normally they would have given him blood thinners and then at a time later transported him to North Shore.
Can you imagine having your heart thumping out of your chest and someone say, I'm sorry, sir, it's out of hours.
Yeah, well, lethal delays were happening and people were facing those lengthy delays. But now they can open those arteries straight away and they can deal with it straight away in those out of hours times.
Great news.
Fantastic news for the Central Coast, especially for anyone who might inconveniently be having a heart attack out of hours.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer with music that makes you feel good for your Tuesday. Weather that's going to warm you up. 20 degrees and mostly sunshine for the coast. 9 degrees at the moment in Lake Munmorah. And we'll keep you updated with that accident. Well, it's actually a vehicle fire. Enterprise Drive around Macquarie Road, Warners Bay. We'll get the latest with Alex Strawn in about 5 minutes' time with the traffic from the Australian Traffic Network. But are you ready to have your mind blown?
Oh, go on.
You're all ears?
I've got no idea what's coming, but hit me.
Well, anyone that's strapping on the Lycra and getting on the bike for an early morning ride is going to love this.
Okay.
A record has been broken by Architect Neil Campbell, this is over in Britain, a British man, has set the new cycling speed record. Are you ready for this? Brace yourself.
Yeah.
He was timed at 280.55 kilometres an hour.
What?
On a push bike.
They shoot him out of a cannon?
Almost. All right, so what they did was, see, this is kind of cheating, I have to say.
They don't have enough flat land in the UK for that to even happen.
I know, right? So what they did was they got a Porsche to tow him, right? And the Porsche has got this weird sort of Tupperware container looking thing on the back that kind of provides a slipstream.
Right.
So it's actually a slipstream record. He achieved the fastest bicycle speed in a slipstream by a male at an airfield in North Yorkshire. The record had stood for about 30 years, and he was clocked at 280k an hour. 280k on a bike. Can you imagine if you got the death wobbles?
Imagine the gravel rash.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Brutal.
I remember coming off my BMX.
He'd have nothing left.
And getting some serious gravel rash. And here's the other bit. The bike itself cost $26,000.
Oh, see, now that's stupid. That's not a bike anymore.
That's dumb.
That's not a bike.
$26,000 on
that's
a bike?
Spaceship.
Well, it was 3D printed and it was all using the technological blah, blah, blah.
Probably weighed 7 grams.
Yeah, probably did. But I was going to say, like, I didn't have a BMX when I was a kid. I wanted a BMX. Mine was kind of like a BMX. It was like a cheap version.
Did you have one of those, like, with the bendy frame with the basket on the front?
I wanted one of those as well. I did not have one of those with the elongated
yeah.
seat.
Yeah.
Was that the Melvin Star?
No. I had a Melvin Star.
Did you?
Well, Melvin Star might have made one. I had a Melvin Star. It was a piece of work, but that was only because I couldn't afford a Mongoose. Well, my mum and dad couldn't.
Was the Mongoose the one with the...
No, the Diamondback and the Mongoose were the bikes of choice in the day, right? And please. And the Melvin Star was the cheap cousin that you got if you couldn't afford a Diamondback or a Mongoose.
Well,
and I had a... Yeah.
I had a home brand something. I didn't even have a name. But I wonder what the one with the elongated seat was called with the raised handlebars. Is that the Mongoose, is it?
Well, I don't know.
If you know, 132710.
I can see how you... 132710, if you know what that bike is called.
Yeah, give us a call. Because I think that elongated seat one was... did that have a flag on the back?
Don't know.
Oh, I wish I was a BMX bandit. I have found the ad for BMX bandits from 1983. This will give you a little blast from the past.
BMX bandits, they're wild in the streets, in the chase to end all chases. It's thrills and spills. It's fast and furious fun. There's only one word to describe it. Now showing Village Cinema City and selected independent cinemas.
How did the chipmunk get into that ad?
Wow. Anyway, it looks like we're getting some calls for people who may know what those elongated seats are. It's music that makes you feel good all day while you're at work. 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Mostly sunny today and 29 degrees in Daly's Point. And if you see anything on the roads, 132710 Warners Bay, a vehicle fire, Enterprise Drive around the Macquarie Road area, be aware of that and there may be some delays. We'll get the latest soon. But right now we're talking about bikes because... A guy in England has broken the fastest bicycle speed in a slipstream record by riding his bike 280k's an hour.
Ludicrous speed.
That is ludicrous speed. You're right there. And we got talking about the bikes that we used to have. Now, I had a no-name kind of, like, it was like a BMX but not as cool.
Can't believe you don't even know what your bike was called because, you know, I think when you go back... I had a Melvin Star.
Yes.
I wanted a Mongoose or a Diamondback, but that was far too expensive.
But we need to know what the one with the long seat was, and Scott's given us a call from the entrance. Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Good. What was the bike with the really long seat called?
Okay, then, well, years ago when I was a young fella, the old man bought me one from Walton's.
Oh.
It was called a dragster.
The dragster, of course.
Of course, from Walton's. I love that. And did you pimp it? Did you do anything to it?
Well, when you first get it, it's got the 5-speed shifter on the neck of the bike. You know, you've got to take your hand off the handlebar.
Oh, how good.
And then what you do is, after you've trashed that, you put a set of mongoose forks on the front, a set of motocross handlebars and a short seat, and you've got a BMX bike.
Oh, mate. You are awesome, Scotty. I love it. I love the thing growing as you grow and just changing as you want to get cooler and cooler with your mates. Let's go to Lake Haven. Alison, hi.
G'day.
Hi, how you going?
Good.
Great, mate.
Did you have a dragster?
Yes, I did, and it had a sissy bar on the back.
What's a sissy bar? Oh, that's where you stand on the back, isn't it?
And it has a big bar, like a big U-shaped bar, and you could have someone could sit on the back, like you could double someone, and they could lean against that, or they could turn around and face the sissy bar and hang on to it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
all the memories are flooding back.
No helmets in my day.
No helmets, I know. And did you get the spokey dokes, or were they a little bit later?
They did have that sort of thing. Or it was more like a lot of people just had a card with a peg.
Yeah, right.
That's the one.
Main card.
Out of the Weet-Bix pack.
Yes, that as well. But the you could just have a playing card, like an ace or something.
Yeah.
And you could flick on the thing too.
That was
the cheap version.
That's awesome. I have to ask this final question. This is the girly question. Did you have the streamers on the handlebars?
No, and I didn't have the basket either because I was a bit of a tomboy.
Yeah.
I had a boy.
Too right.
The girl sissy bar was only a tiny little one. Yeah. The boy was a big one, and you had the big chopper handlebar.
Oh, Alison, I love you so much. This is fabulous.
Classic.
What a trip down memory lane. Thank you for giving us a call this morning. It's fantastic to talk dragsters with you.
107.7 TGO.
I think I've worked out how to make Tuesday feel like a Sunday.
Why? How?
Well, I just cut the cord on my favourite TV show last night. I'm going to watch it in catch up.
Yeah.
And I went to bed stupidly early.
Stupidly early?
It was about 7:30.
Yes!
So I woke up at midnight.
Yeah.
All of a sudden I woke up and I had 3 hours. It was like I went back to bed for another three or four hours.
Wow, that's funny. Yeah, you wake up at midnight and go, oh, cool.
Oh, hello.
Ready to go.
Back to bed, son.
It's fun being a toddler and going to bed at 7:30, isn't it?
Don't you wish.
We got lots of fun coming up on the show, including the Mayor Jane Smith joins us after 7:30. Sorry, I'm going to bring the tone down a little bit. Something sad's happening at my house and I need to talk about it. That's next on 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
107.7 2GO. It's breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer and music that makes you feel good. Mostly sunny today. Yeah, 20 degrees is where we're going. 9 in Camwell at the moment. The secret sound is worth $21,000 and it's back just before 8 o'clock this morning. That is some cash.
Woo.
So hang on to your hats. I've got some sad news. Sorry. My ex trail, the sexy exy, the one hubcap workhorse. Oh God, I can't even talk. Just served me so well for 10 years. She's clocked up nearly 300,000 kilometres. She's on her last legs, guys. It's almost time to say goodbye to the sexy exy. I can't believe it. You know, she's got that massive dent in the back of her.
She sure does.
And more recently, a large bird poo on the front that just won't go away.
It's peeling paint.
Oh. Anyway, it's time to look for a new car. But seriously, I've had to bite the bullet because my ex-trail is really shabby now. And it's really starting to make some noises that are... like, I don't even know what these noises are, and I'm pretty good, right? I can usually tell, but this power steering's making some noises, and now there's this sort of metallic grinding sound that's happening from the front right-hand side of the engine bay.
I heard you the other day when we went for a drive, driving along. What is that sound?
That's a new sound. My neighbour reckons she can hear me start my engine every morning because it makes a particular grinding sound. Anyway, it's time to upgrade. Now, I can't afford a brand new car, so I'm looking at second-hand cars. So on Saturday, I went with a girlfriend to have a look at a car in Palmdale. So we grabbed this car and we're looking at it. It's got a sunroof. And so we're like, what type of car? It was a Nissan Dualis that we looked at.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, well, it's just a, like a little four-wheel, a little SUV, right? Because I like being high because I'm a shorty, so I like to see out the windows and stuff like that.
Like the old Vitara, Suzuki Vitara type, miniature four-wheel drive?
Yeah, it's a mini SUV sort of thing.
Right, got it.
Anyway, we get in this car and I'm trying to put it through its paces, so I'm, you know, doing a little bit of braking and a little bit of swerving. You know, we're pretending we know what we're doing.
Does the previous owner sit in the car with you?
No. He just took the keys to my car.
Oh.
So that, and I'm thinking... Mate, do you know what you're doing? Because you can have that car and I can drive the Dualis right on out of here. Anyway, so we went on our own and we were doing a bit of braking and and I went to a car park and I was just sort of reversing and just checking it all out, you know. And then I said to my friend, look, we've really got to take this up a hill, right? Because that's how you test whether a car's got guts.
How about you get a mechanic to look at it?
No, that'd be too sensible. So we find this hill, right, and we're thinking this is perfect. It's a really big hill because around Palmdale and Arimba, there's not a lot of hills that you can go up in your car. So I've gone, righto, I'm going up this hill. And it's a one-lane hill, right, and I'm thinking, where is this going? And I've floored it and I'm trying to get up this hill. And then about halfway up the hill, we see this private property, do not go any further, do not come up. And I'm going, oh, no, we can't go back down because we've, like, it's one lane. So we end up going up to the top and doing a U-ey and turning around and coming down and then praying that the guy didn't come out with a shotgun and try and find us or anything.
Shovel.
Yeah, that's right. So that was Saturday's test drive and we went, nah, there was a few things wrong with it, didn't like it. Sunday I took my son up to Newcastle to do another test drive for another Dualis, right?
You've set on the Dualis,
well,
are you now?
I'm not set on the Dualis. I'm set on the sunroof, right?
Right.
And the Dualis has a sunroof.
you are a muppet.
Anyway, so we get in the car, we've driven to Newey, we go and we test drive it. It was all great. He's doing that 18-year-old thing where he just kicks the tyres and just goes, yeah, these look good, Mum. These tyres look pretty good. And I'm pretending. The guy opens the bonnet and I'm going, yep. That looks clean.
Looks like an engine.
I got no idea what I'm looking at. Anyway, we test drove it and we sort of, you know, we made an offer.
Check the dipstick?
No, I didn't check the dipstick. Next time I'll do that. So we made an offer. They said, nah, look, we've got another guy coming to look at it. I said, no worries. So we drove off. You know, the search continues. We're driving back from Newcastle, which I've done 100 times, and I miss the turn off and my son and I start driving towards Brisbane.
What? Oh, dear.
I was just like, man, we could take the X Trail for one last drive. We could shoot for Brisbane. I said, do you want to go to SeaWorld? Are you up for it? Are you in? And he's like, Mum, this car is never going to make it to Brisbane.
107.7 2GR.
All right, if you love your yum cha and your dumplings, then don't go anywhere because we're talking dumplings next. Tiny little morsels of goodness. Yeah, you and I share a love of dumplings, don't we?
Yum.
That's next, and we're going to tell you where you can get them on the coast right now. It's The Breakfast Club on 107.7 2GO Music that makes you feel good for your Tuesday.
107.7 2GO.
Mostly sunny for the coast today. 20 degrees is where we're heading. 9 at the moment in Carryong. It is Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. On 107.7 2GO, the M1 looking pretty good this morning, which is great news. Now, Rob, you and I are both foodies.
Yeah, well, I like it. Yeah, eat underwater.
And talk underwater too, just quietly.
I do like it.
Both of us have a love of dumplings.
Correct. It's one of the staples in the freezer at home. The old dumpling sundae,
And
you just go, kids, it's dumpling day.
We've got something special happening on the Central Coast at the end of August, at the end of this month, and it does involve dumplings, which is very exciting. Joining us to talk about it is Monique from the Yum Cha Festival of Small Bites. Hello.
G'day. Hello, how are you?
We're excited because there are dumplings in the studio.
I can smell them.
Tell us about the Yum Cha Festival of Small Bites.
Well, it's a festival based on small bites from around the world. Rather than going to a food festival where everything's so large that you really can only eat one thing and then you leave. Our festival, we want you to stay and taste and enjoy delights from all around the world.
That is the best way to try food, when you can just
Absolutely.
Have the tiniest morsel just to wet the palate. And if you really love it, go back 50 times.
Well, this is it, right? The Spanish have kind of got the right idea with tapas, right? Little bits, little bits, little bits.
Exactly.
What kind of stuff can we expect at the Yum Cha Festival of Small Bites?
There's sweet and savoury. Whilst there will be a focus on Asian traditional traditional yum cha dishes. You will also have some fun things like sliders, mini twisted potatoes, pierogies. You'll also have some inventive things like cheeseburger spring rolls.
Oh, wow. Oh,
stop it. Oh, okay. All right. Now you've got my interest.
And this is all happening in Gosford. Whereabouts?
At Gosford Showgrounds.
Oh, the Showgrounds. Yeah. Okay. Happening at the Showgrounds on August 31st. When can we start piling into the Showground to start stuffing our faces?
We'll open the gates at 11 o'clock and the food will start being served from 12.
This is sensational. We're excited. Now, why have you brought in the dumplings for us today?
Well, at the festival, as well as today, we'll be doing dumpling eating competitions to see how many people can eat a certain amount of dumplings within a time period.
Gee, right. If you've got a 15-year-old son that has seems to be a bottomless pit, that's where you want to be.
So is this going to be between myself and Rob, or would you like to take part?
I don't need to be taking part. I have dumplings every day at the moment.
Of course you do.
Okay, so Rob and
I'm not sure if you're ready for what's going to hit you now, Mandy.
I've seen the way you chow down, so this could be interesting. All right, we've got a little... What's in our little dish here?
There is at least 30 dumplings in each dish.
Wow.
And they are filled with chicken and vegetables.
Look out.
Yeah, now, this is a bit of fun. Okay,
who's going to count?
We'll get some of the studio assistants to count. And I've got a timer. We're going to do 30 seconds.
Careful on the first one, Mandy. You don't want to burn your mouth.
Okay.
You know that fatal mistake.
Yes, when you get the hot juice up your nose.
Yeah.
All right, Palmer, you're going down.
On your marks. Get set. Go.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, warm. Mm-mm-mm.
Very hot. Mm-hmm.
Very hot. It's very hot, but tasty.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful. I haven't even got through one.
Mandy.
Oh my God.
Mandy's double dipping.
It's really hot. Yeah. Mm. Hang on. How many seconds we got? Oh my God, we've only got 10 seconds left. Hang on. Look what I've only done two. It's so hot.
Mm-mm-mm.
How many have you got in your mouth?
I think that's... Am I going
we're
again?
We're out.
I might have chowed down five.
Two. That is a lot harder than you would expect it to be, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
They are delicious dumplings.
Yum. Might just keep...
The competition's finished now and you have to talk on the radio. So
of course.
If you're a foodie, even if you're not, if you want something different, get to the Showgrounds 31st of August. Monique, thanks so much for organising this and for coming in this morning.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
107.7 2GO.
It's 2GO. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. A chilly 9 degrees in Davistown. Mostly sunny though today. Top of 20. M1 traffic busy, but looking good so far. Touch wood. 13, 27, 10. If you see anything in your travels around the Central Coast, please let us know and we can let everyone else know.
There are certain acts and events that happen, you know, through your life that really push home the message. I'm getting older. Mm. Okay. I'm 44 years old now. And let's call me 44 years young. Right? Because mentally, I'm feeling okay, but yesterday there were a few things that happened on the trot that really slapped me in the ass. So I thought, in the backside, sorry. And and look, first thing, I got some letters from the bank and I had to sign them and I had to then take them and either, I was given an option. You can either scan these and email them, gave me an email address, or you can put them in the envelope provided and post them. I chose to go down to a post office, find one of those red boxes, and then insert the envelope into the said red box and post it, right? And I thought, I got down there, I'm putting the thing in, the lady next to me is looking at me going, you don't look too sure, because I'm holding onto the letter. You know when you're about to release a letter into a post box?
No.
And that last moment before you drop it, you go, is everything okay in there?
It's a bit late then.
I know. But anyway, so I put it in because she pressured me into it.
Yep.
And then I thought, I really should have emailed that.
Just like, sort of scan them, mate. It's really easy. We've got a thing here at work you could have used.
You'll have to show me how to use that after we finish today. But anyway, so that was moment number one. Moment number two came when I was down there and I had a check. When was the last time you banked a check?
Mm.
Anyway, I had this thing and I walked into the bank thinking, here we go, I'll bank the check. The guy looks at me, this young bloke, he looks at me and goes, do you want me to help you, sir? Call me sir for starters. I went, hang on, mate. Call me mate. Anyway, so I've gone outside with this guy and he's taking me to the teller. I said, no, I want to bank the check. He goes, yes, you can at the teller. You don't need to
come at the ATM, you mean, not the teller. You mean at the
ATM? Oh, the ATM.
Are you talking about the teller or the ATM?
No, the ATM. The automatic teller.
Ah, the ATM.
Yeah, sorry, the automatic.
Have you never put a check in an ATM?
Never in my life.
Oh, Rob.
I said to him, mate, how can I trust this machine if I put this check in there?
Oh, you are sounding so old.
That's what I felt. He's looking at me and giving me the raised eyebrows going, oh, come on, old man. I went, I'll give it a break. Anyway, I learned how to bank a check at a teller.
Well done.
Turns out it's quite easy.
It is.
And then the last smack in the chops came when I went down to the pool for a swim, down to Gosford Pool, thought, yeah, this is beautiful. Got in, swimming a few laps. And I get pretty tired after a swim. And you know when you're a five-year-old kid and you want to get out of a pool, you just put your hands on the edge and you pump yourself up and one foot's on the ground before a drop has come off you.
Yep.
And then what I started doing recently was putting my hands up and just shifting my backside onto the edge. So I was still getting out the young way yesterday. Yesterday I was in the second lane and I've got to the end thinking, oh, blowing pretty hard. And then I look over and there were the stairs and I've gone,
oh.
Yeah, it was like that. I went over and I was disgusted in myself as I went up the stairs and went, you've given up, Palmer. You have given up. Yeah. Oh, so anyway, there were three events yesterday in one day where I went, these are things that I'm only doing because my body's getting a little bit older.
And your brain.
Possible. I'm only 44, Mandy. Surely there are people that can help me here and show me a little bit of their own aging process. You know, things that happen to you now that certainly didn't happen when you were 22, you know. Sometimes you feel 22, don't you, in your mind?
I think you do feel 22. Like, I don't feel any different to when I was 30. It's just the body that gets old.
I tell you what, if I tried to do some of the things I was doing at 22, I would not be here.
I've been banking checks for about 10 years through the ATM. So.
Yeah, well done. Show off. Anyway, look, I'm just going to put it out there. 13, 27, 10. Yeah. What are you doing now that makes you realise that you're ageing?
Yeah.
Are there those moments in life where you just go, I'm moving on here.
Yeah. Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer on 107.7 2GO. Mostly sunny today, 20 degrees for the coast in Gwendolyn right now, 9. M1 looking good. We'll check your run into work and down the M1 and up the M1 shortly. But right now, Rob's getting old.
We're not too old for this. We're not too old for this.
You remember that?
Yeah, lethal weapon. Yeah. Oh, dear. Look, I don't know whether it was the wind, but yesterday I had thinking time and I thought about these moments that were occurring yesterday. There was a few of them where I thought, hang on a second, I am moving on in years and things are catching up with me, like getting out of the pool using the stairs instead of popping out like a spring chicken, learning how to bank a check. Anyway.
Learning how to bank a check in an ATM, which just quietly everybody else has been doing for about 15 years. But anyway, it's
okay,
all right.
Okay, thanks very much.
It's all right.
But thankfully, to support me in my plight, Mandy, is Bradley from Canton Beach. G'day, Bradley.
Hi, Bradley.
G'day, Rob. G'day, Mandy. How we going?
Good. Now, what is it that you've done? Make him feel better. What is it that you've done that has made you feel old recently?
Unfortunately, I've started using my top pocket for something other than a pen, like phone, wallet.
That's not even allowed.
Bradley!
You're the best. Thanks, Bradley.
Good guys.
Thanks, buddy. That's awesome. You'll know Bradley when you see him in Canton Beach. He'll
That's
have
right.
this big wide pocket at the front. Let's go to Nikki in Kingcumber. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, how are we?
Great.
Oh, mate, fantastic. What's got you feeling like you're moving on in years?
Well, on the weekend, I decided to clean my bike and ride it to a friend's house.
Mm.
Good work.
And I thought so too. But the problem was that I spent half the time walking because I couldn't ride the bike.
What? Stiff joints or something?
Was it just going uphill?
No, I was wobbly on the bike and my muscles in my legs just weren't working like they used to. And here I was thinking I was actually fit.
Oh, Nikki.
Yeah, you're probably going, yeah, I've got this.
Yeah.
No drama.
It's like riding a bike.
It's just like riding a bike. Except
but
it wasn't.
No.
Oh, Nikki. Thank you.
I had to share.
Yeah,
you're not
thank
the
you.
Only one.
No.
Don't worry.
You are gold.
We're all getting old disgracefully together.
Well, see, there you go.
Embrace it.
I'm not alone.
Now.
The coast is with me.
You can sit down on your Zimmer frame now.
107.7 2GO. We love our city. This is 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Feels good.
Central Coast Radio. And you know, spring is in the air. Yesterday I was walking the dog at Baddow Bay, at Pat Morley Oval there, and this beautiful little mum and dad duck with their little baby ducklings was waddling along the road. It was so cute. I had to stop, pull over, and take a little photo.
Did you get a little, you know, just shoo them away from the road?
They were on the side. So they were all right. Mum and dad were doing a great job of just ushering their little ducklings along, so... Yeah, spring is definitely coming.
Yep.
And something else that's coming is very, very exciting to the Central Coast, where you'll be able to take your little ducklings for a bit of fun.
Duckling paradise.
Yeah. And we're talking about the kids now. We're going to talk to Mayor Jane Smith about what is coming to Gosford after this on 2GO.
107.7 2GO.
We've got her in the studio. We love having her in here. Mayor of the Central Coast, Jane Smith. Hello.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Lovely to have you in because there's some exciting news we need to talk about. Now, you may have seen these photos. You may not have. If you want to, I think the Express Advocate has a photo on their Facebook page. This is the new Gosford waterfront getting a water park.
Well, it was announced last week and it really is fantastic news. It's been in the pipeline for a little while, so it's great to see the final design out there.
Now, the design too, the Darkinjung Local Aboriginal Land Council had a say in that, which is really pleasing to hear because, you know, you want it to reflect the local Indigenous community, the culture and the history we have here on the coast, which is really rich. How did that process unfold? Was that something council was a part of or state government?
So it's been a project between three organisations. So council's definitely been involved. Darkinjung, of course, have been involved and the state government. So we've been looking at that design for some months now and it's been out on exhibition as well. So this is the final announcement. It's a beautiful design. So one of the great things I'm really pleased about is it maintains that as open space and it really enhances it as a play space together with Darkinjung's design. And Gavi Duncan in particular, I saw him last Thursday at the announcement and he was pretty excited that it was really reflecting a lot of their input or all of their input and some beautiful artwork there as part of the design.
So exciting.
For anyone that hasn't seen the design or the where it's proposed to be, it's down near the Central Coast Leagues Club field, right? Yeah. Which is across the road from Brisbane Water. And even though it's across the road, the design allows for a tidal influence in the pool where so the tide comes in and out within the park.
Oh, really? So the pool itself, the water play area kind of goes up and down, does it?
Well, it's fantastic. It's this really innovative design that exactly like you said, Rob, where when the tide comes in, it will increase the water. So there are, I guess, water gates of some kind that allow the tide from Brisbane Water to come in and go out.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So and then, for
great
king
little
tides.
Play space,
For king tides, it's got a maximum of 280 millimetres of depth in the water.
That's perfect.
And can you just imagine sitting there, you know, you got your picnic blanket out. You may need to move it if you get there at mid-tide.
So imagine how much the kids are going to love that. They are going to love splashing around in that.
The kids are going to absolutely love it. I mean, look, there's plenty of trees on this design, on this sort of image of what it will look like. There's plenty of trees, which is good too because we want it to be a green open space, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. So my understanding is there's a bit of an open space where you can kick around a football. There are pathways. There's lots of vegetation. So it'll be revegetated. There's the water play area. That has that tidal feature, which will be fantastic.
Yep.
And it's an inclusive space as well. So it's going to accommodate that, you know, special needs as well. So it's fantastic.
Which is really awesome.
An adventure park for the mind.
And that's not the only development that we're hearing about. We wanted to chat to you too about a hotel called St. Hilliers, Central Coast. Now, this one is, I think it's lodging its DA at the moment. Is that right? This is the whole waterfront at Gosford there that we've been talking about redeveloping for years and years and years.
Well, right next to where this park is, okay, just across from the Leagues Club as well. So right at the end of the CBD.
So my understanding, and I haven't seen the design yet, but it's the old Gosford Public School site.
Yep.
So we've got the tax office, we've got the finance office, and I understand St Hilliers wants to put another development next to that. I haven't seen the plans. I think it's really important that the community does go and have a look. I understand it's got some hotel accommodation. We certainly need hotel accommodation in Gosford CBD.
My mum will be there for sure. She's still looking for good reasons to come up and see me. And if I give her a hotel to stay at.
Yeah, hello. Absolutely. But we know that when people come and stay at a hotel at a particular spot, that they go and spend money on food or they go out for a cocktail. And we know that Gosford's starting to have these facilities. So, I mean, are you keen on the idea of a premier hotel on the foreshore there?
Look, I certainly want to have a look at the plans. I think it's about balance and I think the community should go and have a look. I know there'll be some concerns about that location, but I think we need to have a look at it and consider it and see if it complements what's around there. Certainly we need hotel accommodation, absolutely. So maybe this is the right design. Mm-hmm. I think need to have a look at it. People need to have a look at it. Consider the traffic, consider, you know, how it might impact in the surrounding area, whether it complements or whether it presents a problem. I don't know the answer to those questions. No. I think people need to have a look.
Yeah, yeah. That's sure. well said. But it's great overall to see money being invested in the foreshore and in Gosford. It's great overall to see that we're taking these ideas and going, okay, how about it? Let's talk about a hotel, you know, because we want to see Gosford thriving again.
Absolutely. And I think that's what council's really committed to, is that activation of Gosford. We've got a few things happening, the hospital precinct up the other end. We've got Kibble Park and we want to see that sort of some investment there. We've got the cultural precinct that we're working on. You know, now the announcement of that park, it's fantastic. It's really going to get Gosford going.
Yeah.
There was already a lot happening, but this is going to complement it and take it even further. So that's all good news.
Yeah. And when the train line gets up to speed and gets to its full running capacity, Gosford will be the place to go for your work.
Well, we'll be like an outskirt of Sydney, really, when we get that bullet train. That's the next thing on the agenda, Mayor. Yep.
Well, I'll put that on the list.
Put that on the list. That's Mayor Jane Smith joining us in the studio to talk about the new redevelopment, the Gosford waterfront getting a new water park.
107.7 TGO.
We're hearing that Warner Vale southbound on the M1 is really delayed around the roadworks there. I don't think there's any crashes or incidents to report at this point, but we will get the latest from the Australian Traffic Network with Alex in just a tick.
I think we're all pretty aware of how windy it was yesterday, blowing a gale,
it
right?
Was.
Down at Sydney Airport, 78 kilometres an hour plus winds.
Wow.
And if you were getting a flight, you know how frustrating it is when you'd see up on the board, delayed.
Oh, it's
no.
So frustrating.
How long are we going to be here? But, I mean, I don't mind getting up in a plane when it's a bit windy, bumping around.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
You're mad.
I think it's exciting.
No, it's scary.
I know. And you're not alone there, Mandy, because about 10% of flyers have a real nervousness problem when it comes to flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, just the thought of going up in a plane in the wind would just...
The thought of going up in a plane full stop for a lot of people is really frightening. But going up when there's turbulence and wind is just terrifying.
Oh, you may as well base jump off a cliff.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, adrenaline goes. But anyway, so Virgin have gone and done something about it.
Yeah, right.
They've introduced a nervous flyer program.
This is awesome. Why hasn't this been here for a while?
Well, fair question.
You know.
But you know what they're doing? So a week before your flight, they'll get in touch and they'll talk you through some methods you can use to prepare for your flight, you know, whether it's meditation, bit of yoga.
Bit of breathing.
Give you some techniques for dealing with your nervousness.
Yep.
And then it like goes as far as they give you a special code, L-O-V-E, on your SSR code, which is their airline code. So you're a love passenger.
Oh,
yeah.
They show you a bit of extra love to keep you calm during the flight.
Yeah, you get, you know, you get an SMS message on the day just for additional reassurance. And when you get on board, the cabin crew will come and give you special assistance, maybe a cuddle.
Maybe they'll give you a cuddle. Maybe they'll just give you a little cuddle and they'll go, it's going to be all right.
Okay, you're going to be okay today. And talk you through those first moments when you're really holding on white knuckled to the chair going, I can't do this. But it's not like the 70s, is it, Mandy?
No, hey,
we used to get on a plane nervous and they'd come out with this.
I've got to get out of here. I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Calm down. Now get back to your seat.
Flying high.
107.7 2GO.
Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 107.7 2GO. Music that makes you feel good as you truck around the coast on your Tuesday. Mostly sunny today. 20 is our top in West Gosford at the moment. It's 11 degrees. The M1 very busy. Southbound around the Warner Vale area, around the roadworks. Very, very busy and a few delays there. So everybody take care. Yesterday we chatted to Ed Cavalli. Now, of course, from Have You Been Paying Attention on Channel 10. And we were talking about characters on TV ads. Here's a little bit.
I am a failed actor and I was told never do an ad where you have a name because everyone will always remember you as that. Mm. Which is what happened to Dougie the Pizza Boy. He's always been Dougie the Pizza Boy. And Rhonda, you know, Rhonda from those Get To It ads, she's Rhonda, not Happy Jan. So there you go.
He also mentioned the Lube-mobile kid. Yeah?
Yes.
This guy.
Yes.
Which is just, it's such a blast from the past, isn't it? But then I heard a rumour, and I don't know whether it's true or not, that the Lube-mobile kid, the 13-13-32 kid, was from the Central Coast.
Really?
And I was thinking, imagine being in his class. Imagine the Lube-mobile kid being in your class at school. Like, you would just be like, oh, my God. You'd be getting him to say it all the time.
He'd be top shelf.
You'd be going, what's the answer to this? What's 30 plus 3? 33. You know what? I would love to know if anybody can confirm whether the Lube-mobile kid is from the Central Coast.
Yeah, right. If he's listening.
13, 27, 10. But I remember being at school too and knowing that if somebody had even been in a studio audience for something,
they would. It was a big deal.
It was a huge deal, right?
Yeah.
You know, like Hey Hey It's Saturday or.
What, Romper Room?
Romper Room.
That was. Yeah, you were on top of your game if you were appearing on Romper Room.
Yeah. So this morning, for a bit of fun, I just want to ask if anyone's been on TV. Apart from you, obviously, Rob Palmer, because we watched you for 15 years. Yeah, you've been on TV all your bloody life almost.
Where'd you get the great hairdo, Jen? In the Yellow Pages. Remember that one?
Yeah. 107.7 2GO. It's Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. 11 degrees at the moment in Tookley. Mostly sunny today for the coast and 20 degrees. The M1 is busy this morning. A few delays southbound around the Warnervale area. We'll check in with the Australian Traffic Network and our friend Alex Strawn very, very soon. But right now we are talking about being on TV. Yesterday, Ed Cavalli brought up this ad.
Brilliant. And it prompted the question, have you been on TV and what have you been on for? Michelle from Terrigal.
Hello.
Hello, how are you, Rob?
We're good.
Great, thank you. What got you on television?
I was on Millionaire Hot Seat 10 years ago.
10 years ago, wow.
That's a big deal. Did you win any money?
No, I was spewing. I answered about 7 questions right.
Oh.
And then I got this damn question about Pythagoras' theorem.
Oh.
And I hate math.
Oh.
You and Mandy are in good company.
Mm.
And the guy after me was the last person. Oh. And his question was, you picked a fine time to leave me who?
Lucille. And you knew that one, but you didn't know about Pythagoras.
I know. I was spewing.
Heartbreaking stuff, Michelle.
But still, cool. You were on TV, which is awesome. Well done, Michelle. Let's go to Terrigal. We're staying in Terrigal with Sharon. When were you on TV, Sharon?
Hello. I was on Totally Wild, like 5 episodes.
Oh, really? Brilliant. What doing?
Yeah. Well, I rescue orphaned and injured wildlife. And
right.
Totally Wild came up to do some stories about the wildlife, and we started the pelican feed, and that was all brand new. So they filmed that as well, and we transported animals that couldn't be released to zoos and what have you, and they followed us there as well. And I even had my now adult children holding the blue-tongued lizards as we did an education episode about bait.
Yeah. Awesome. Sharon from Totally Wild, watched by millions of kids Australia wide every afternoon.
No, and Mr. Palmer, I thought I saw you in concert, but it's a different Mr. Palmer, but I still think you're wonderful.
Did I wink at you?
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Kaylee from Campbell, what TV show were you on?
Good morning, guys. Happy Tuesday to you both.
Oh, lovely.
Hey, Kaylee.
I was on Rigid Edge.
Rigid.
Hang on, I remember this, but I don't remember it, so to speak.
It was like a song, and you did like a little like you put your pinky finger up, and you put your thumb up, and then you shook it, and you go rigid.
Oh, rigid.
Oh, Kaylee, how old were you?
Well, it was the late 80s. I was from memory, I was about 8 or 9. And the most depressing thing is, you know, like you went to be part of the audience and then they pick one of you out and they picked me out of the audience to actually be on the stage with them and the puppets, and it never aired because it got cancelled.
Oh, no! Heartbreaking as a kid!
So, like, it was, like, it'd been on for a while as well, and so, like, I was technically on TV, but it never aired.
Oh, that is so disappointing because the whole point is you want to go home and you want to watch yourself,
right? That is true, but she felt the rush in the belly.
Oh. Yeah, I got a certificate and everything. They signed it. I've still got that.
Okay.
I've still got the certificate.
You are a hoot. Can we finish with the Ridgey Didge thing? Can you sing it? What is it?
It was just like, Ridgey Didge, and then the crowd would go, Ridgey Didge.
We're going to send you to the movies, mate. You're going to see Amazing Grace, the new one for Aretha Franklin, her music documentary. Thanks for giving us a laugh this morning.
No problem. Good one, Kylie. Have a great day.
107.7, 2GO.
2GO, 11 in Summersby, 20 is where we're headed. It's going to be a beautiful day when that sun warms us up.
A mega store, a massive range. Now that's the Domain difference.
This is Mandy and Rob will fix it. 107.7 2GO.
Yeah. I got the best handyman in the business right here. Rob
shucks.
Palmer.
Listen.
Yeah, you're going all red now, aren't you? Going all red.
Stop it. Go away, would you?
We are happy to come to your place and fix something. Yeah. You just need to tell us what to fix.
You might have ungrowable grass in the front yard and want to replace it with some AstroTurf.
Yes.
You know, and people think, wow, that's a bit gammy, but gee, sometimes it can look fabulous when you dress it up with the right stuff.
Exactly. Maybe you've got a garden gnome that's broken that you need glued together.
Those garden gnomes know how to have a good time.
Exactly. Whatever it is, we could be coming to your place. All you need to do, though, is register what needs fixing at 2gofm.com.au. Maybe hanging pictures. People always struggle with – I struggle with hanging pictures.
True.
It's hard to get the level right. And
there's a rule of thumb with heights and pictures.
Yeah, see, I don't know any of that.
Yeah, just divide your – basically, you want the centre of the picture at your eye height.
Well, that's why we need you, Rob Palmer. We need your handyman skills. If you've got something to fix, jump online, register, and we'll be visiting somebody who's registered on Thursday this week. Get going.
107.7 2GO.
Bit of Madge for your Tuesday. It's music that makes you feel good. 107.7 2GO Breakfast with Mandy and Rob Palmer. Keep it on 2GO because Mickey D's up next. And not only does he have tunes like that for you, he also has the secret sound, your next shot at the most cash on the Central Coast. It's going to be a beautiful day, sunny and 20 degrees, 11 at the moment in Erina Heights. And we've done some fun stuff on the show today.
I've had a really good time.
Yeah.
Just reminiscing about a few things, BMX bikes from back in the day.
Yeah. If you've missed any of it, go back and catch up or get the 2GO app and have a listen. What I loved was talking about the TV stuff just after 8 o'clock this morning when we said, have you been on TV?
Yes.
And I tell you what, there's a whole bunch of people who've jumped on the Facebook page and have told us about this.
Yeah. Cherie Thompson-Johnson said she did a music clip, and does that count? Well, yes, it does, Cherie.
It does. Of course it does. Kristen Davidson says that her friend Cheryl and her were in a Kmart commercial about 9 years ago. It was heaps of fun.
Yeah, awesome. And how about this one? Katrina Marie on Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
Oh, welcome to my Wonderworld.
That was compulsory viewing.
This one, though, this one got me. And Chris Honeyfield, thank you so much for getting involved on the Facebook page. He said, I was an extra in the TV series Hercules, The Legendary Journeys, covered in blood with a battle axe in my back. Episode Aerie.
This is the story of a time long ago.
You loved
it. A time of myth and legend.
Loved it.
When the ancient gods were petty and cruel, and they plagued mankind with suffering.
Mandy knows the
words. Only one man dared to challenge their power.
Hercules. I did find myself a little bit addicted to Hercules and Xena Warrior Princess.
You weren't a 5-year-old though, were you?
No, I was in my 20s. I think it was the biceps. Anyway, thank you, Chris, for getting involved on the Facebook page. Some great responses there. Keep them coming if you've got anything to share with us, if you've been on TV.
Remember, you can catch up on everything we've gone through today on the app.
Yes, exactly.
At any time.
And we will do it all again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Go well.